Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. Mompreneurs, mothers who operate home-based businesses, are a huge segment of the trillion-dollar home-based economy. Millions of mothers operate home businesses, businesses that require unique skills and competencies for success. Dr. Glenna Rice is at the forefront of succeeding as a mompreneur.
Do mothers know their true value as a woman, as an entrepreneur? According to a recent global study, there's a worldwide gender confidence gap, and women everywhere are unlikely to recognize their own expertise, brilliance, and potential.
Dr. Glenna Rice is a parenting and business coach who believes that mothers who often hold themselves back from entrepreneurism simply because they underestimate their own abilities. She is on a mission to help mothers understand how competent and how qualified they are to run a business.
So greetings, Dr. Glenna Rice. Say hello to our podcast audiences.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited about this conversation.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay, all engines ahead standard. At the end of today's show, we'll share with you our best home-based business tips. Today's tip, for home office workers, what is the single best thing you can do to maintain your ergonomic health? Stay tuned and we'll give you the answer at the end of the show.
So Glenna, you talk a lot about how mothers need to be developed as entrepreneurs, and you focus a lot of your work on developing mothers into entrepreneurs. So Glenna, why is this so important to you?
It's important, one, because I was one of those mothers, and you know, to share that with other mothers, that it's actually something you can do and be, and you can change your life and start creating businesses at home and be a mompreneur. I was a single mom and started a physical therapy practice. I mean, when I became a single mom, I had to start making a lot more money. I had to start upping my business game. And there's a lot of mothers in those situations where they do require the income. They require, but it's not just the income they require. Their life requires often this other stuff in it. I mean, just being a stay-at-home mom is often not fulfilling enough for a lot of mothers. And like you were saying, a lot of mothers really don't know how to get started in a business, mm-hmm. in a home business.
So they say that, necessity is the mother of invention, no pun intended. So, you know, you had some needs where you had to increase income and a lot, you know, a lifestyle change and some other things. And so that kind of, that was kind of the driving force. Did you just, before you got into that circumstance, did you just have a, you know, kind of you just like always wish, hey, I wish I had run a business, or, you know, like the feeling you wanted to do something entrepreneurism, or was it simply things changing and that you felt you needed to, you know, make some changes and get for income and so forth?
Well, I'm a physical therapist and I'd been working in the field for years. I was not a stay-at-home mom all the time. And I went to a workshop, changed my skill level, and came back from this workshop and I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to start my own practice and have a practice on my own. And I was pregnant with my third child at the time, so it all started at the same time, but it was a small little home business at the time. Mm-hmm. I had the three kids, they were little. I was very busy with their schedules. And then when we separated, that's when the game had to go up. I had to increase my business and my practice and get created as something that would actually support the family.
So it was kind of a natural transition to what you had already been doing, which is typical of a lot of people that start home-based businesses. They leverage or transition it into something they're already involved in, which kind of ties in with our next question, which, you know, success in any business startup requires leveraging one's skills and transitioning these into a business. Parents, you know, develop unique skills through parenting. Glenna, what are some of the skills that parents develop that are also effective in a business they will start up?
Well, there's many of them. I mean, it's running a home is almost like running a business. You have kids schedules and school and your activities and your job or whatever you're doing for work or your business. So you kind of build a multi-awareness muscle is one of the things I like to say. So you can be aware of your kids' schedules, you know, when they need to be home from this activity and the other activity, what their futures are like, what you need to be creating for them and putting into their life. And those are all skills that go directly into business. If you have employees working for you, if you're running an office where you have scheduling, all these things can contribute. You already have these skills available before you go into business if you've been running a home.
Yeah, that's a fascinating take on it. I never really had thought about that. You know, the fact that, you know, you're already under a high pressure environment, you know, running a household with business and operations and, you know, people coming over to the house and working for those, you know, those are the independent contractors. So I think a lot of people out there don't understand by that just through, you know, living their life and being parents, you know, they're already picking up and developing those skills. Anything that stands out, to you, in parenting that's, you know, been particularly effective in that you've been able to transition, that you've been able to leverage in your business?
Well, when I look at my business, I'm always looking at what the future of my business can be and how it can create and what it's going to create in the future and what I need to put into place now to create the future where I want my business to grow. And as a mother, you're always doing that also. You're always looking at your children and where, you know, their homework that's going to be due next week. What do you have to set in place to put that into effect so they're getting their homework done, or that they're, what college they're going to go to. I have two now that are actually in university. So putting all the, you know, putting the stuff into place that's going to create their life is a skill you learn how to do as a mother or a parent automatically. I mean, that's part from the day they're born. And your businesses have the same energy that you're going to be looking at what the future is and what you have to start implementing now. So that's a great skill that a lot of people don't recognize that they have available when they're parents and they want to go into business themselves.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like there's a lot out there and you gotta set priorities on it. And that, you know, setting those priorities, that's a big thing you do every day, you know, in your business and carrying that energy too. So you said you had a couple of kids already in college, any of them and at USC? Or,
no, I have one down at UCSD in San Diego, and the other one's in Dublin, studying animation. And my youngest is 14.
Oh,
so she's
not quite there.
Any maroon and gold in her future?
Is there what?
Any maroon and gold in her future? Or
you? Yeah, I see that.
Yeah,
maybe, possibly. She's got lots of ideas. She's a big achiever.
That's great.
Hey, well, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Cruises, Inc. Make your life's work a vacation. Work from home selling cruises. Take the first step and reach out to one of their business opportunity specialists. In business since 1982 with 600-plus independent contractors. For more information, call 877-515-3470 or visit sellcruises.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
So you touched a bit on this already, but running a home business often means juggling other responsibilities on a day-to-day basis, such as children or caring for older or sick relatives. Glenna, what strategies have you used to balance the needs of your business and those of your children or family?
That's a great question because, yeah, it can get a bit crazy sometimes for sure. One of the things I do is I kind of trust that my schedule is always going to work. Right? That it's going to work out. And I ask this question, like, what's it going to take for everything to be in place today with total ease? That's a question I kind of just put out there. And it's been the greatest question I've asked with those days where I had soccer practice and then a patient and then another, you know, ballet and then pick someone up from school and go shopping. And they would go to karate lessons and I would run back to my office and see another patient during that time. That if I had that in place, that it was going to work and trusting that it was going to work, it always came into place seamlessly. So it's a question I would put out every morning, especially on days that I could look at my schedule and say, how am I fitting all of this in? So just kind of having my schedule contribute to what I'm creating, if that makes sense. That was one of the ways. Because if I planned it too much, it didn't work out as well as if I allowed it to create itself. So then I would be able to fit in the grocery shopping in with the patient I was seeing in an easier way. So it would be seamless.
You know, I want to circle back a little bit on that. So a lot of people get rigid in their planning and their scheduling each day about what they're going to do. What I think I hear you're saying is that you have a lot of, you have to juggle this parent and business, you know, seamlessly together. And if you try too hard to actually schedule one or the other, you can kind of get some clashes. So you go into your day and see how it develops. Of course, you got to keep an appointment. You know, you got probably a hard stop on a physical therapy appointment. but you try to just, you know, you make overall objectives on what you want to get done that day. And then as the chaos, you know, the chaos of the day happens, then you make adjustments and move forward from there. Is that one of the, you know, the peculiar challenges with being a parent and operating that around a business? Keeping it flexible so you can keep it seamless.
Yeah, you have to embrace the chaos and start to love the chaos and use the chaos to work for you instead of fighting it. And being able to change on a dime is a huge thing that parents know how to do. You know, you wake up that morning and the kid's sick. You have to change everything on a dime and do that quickly. And businesses require that all the time too. And if you are too rigid, you're going to stop your business, you're going to slow it down, and it's not going to grow the way it wants to. So it's really kind of following the energy where everything's going each day makes your life easier. So kind of embracing the chaos.
I like that, embrace the chaos. Have you ever had to bring a child along to a physical therapy? You know, something just went wacko in your schedule and you had to bring one of your children to a physical therapy session or work around that chaos?
I have. Or to workshops I've taught, I've had to bring my kids for things like that. And I let the people know what's going on. And I have never had one patient or someone in my class as a participant ever have a problem. People are actually, if you, you know, explain what's going on, people are have a lot more ease with this than mothers often think. We almost feel like we have to apologize that our kids are part of our lives or in the business, and you don't. I've never found that I had to. I brought them along when I was working in school districts years before I started my practice. I would bring my kids with me to work on days, and everyone was fine with it. The kids had a great time. You know, you set up the day so it works for them, bring their toys in, and it things work out a lot easier than we usually think they're going to as mothers. We get worried about things we don't need to worry about.
I bet you've had some people in those classes or in the business setting that moms who have come up to you, or, you know, kids are growing, said, you know, hey, I wish I had, you know, had run a business also when I was raising, you know, our kids, and, you know, saw how it was working out for you. Did you ever have that happen where somebody said, hey, this you've made it work pretty well?
Yeah, I've had people I wish I knew how to do this stuff when my kids were little, absolutely. But these, you know, tools are going to go on, and your kids never really go away. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what their age are, they're still, you know, you're responsible in some ways.
Don't worry about the financial needs increase with age. You gotta hit this subject. Has there ever been any friction you've had to work through with, you know, with your children and juggling the business from their perspective? Of you know, some problems that have come up from the kids' perspective, and you've had to had to kind of sidestep some minefields there or work it out with them, or has it gone pretty smooth through the years?
There's been a few. Some of the scheduling twists, like getting all the kids to school in time so I can get to work on time, and those mornings could be very frustrating. Some of my kids didn't get ready quickly. Other ones were better at it. So there was those times, activities, you know, drives that they wanted me to take them on that I couldn't, you know, you have to walk home today and mom's not coming, those kind of things, but nothing huge. They were always really grateful that I was working and making money. My kids did see that, you know, I was the ones providing the lifestyle that they had here. And I live in Marin County. It's a nice place to live. And I was providing that, and they understood that. And we had conversations like about that. Definitely, like, mom's going to be gone for these times, or I might be in late tonight. And, you know, as they got older, you're going to have to, you know, I'll have everything for dinner, and you guys are going to figure that out. And the responsibility that they had, they actually enjoyed. So there weren't a lot of huge conflicts.
It sounds like, it helped them to take on a little bit of responsibility when you weren't there. And, you know, that's a good point. You have such a much better lifestyle, quality of life as a parent when you have that flexibility. And I found that same thing out also when my kids were younger, that there, you know, there's a benefit. Yeah, there's a lot more pressures sometimes, but then there's some benefit of having the flexibility. Well, Glenda, you know, you don't allow yourself then to buy into the idea that anything is difficult, even as you raised three children and built a business on your own. Glenda, how do you stay positive, motivated, and focused on possibilities as a mompreneur?
Yeah, because I do have my moments. I'm always asking what else is possible. What else is possible that I haven't considered here when I'm having difficult times? Because there's usually something that I need to change, often something about my point of view when things are, you know, it's probably the biggest things where it was stressful. It was busy. Maybe money wasn't great with the business 1 month, which people, you know, that businesses go up and down. And having those moments. And then I would also ask, like, what else can I add to my life? Which is a really strange question to ask when you're frustrated. but it tends to let the things go that aren't important, and the things that are actually important for your business and important for your life start to show up, and you become more aware of them, and you can start focusing on that.
Well, so you said, what else can you add? Mm-hmm. When you're looking at that, that's kind of an interesting, that's an interesting way of, so did that kind of put things in perspective then for you when you looked at it from that way, or help maybe to set some priorities differently?
Mm-hmm. It would let me look outside of like this box I was in, where I was in that frustrated times, and look past that on what else could I add to create the changes I'm asking for to get out of the funk or the, and you know, what else could I add to my life? And asking that question has allowed me to add so many different things to my business. I'm doing the parenting classes. I do digital business now, and I teach physical therapy body work around the world. And all of those were from times where I was like, oh, things aren't really working here. What else can I add that would actually be fun for me? What else can I add to my life?
Huh, so that's back to that same thing earlier, which is necessity is the mother of invention. You had challenges and problems in your life, so maybe some issues that were causing you with not to be motivated in certain things, but then you stepped back and took a look in, you know, from the outside, looking at what you can add, and then that led to improvements. You kind mm-hmm. of maybe identified where some of the problems were, and that led to improvements then in making changes in your business. That's fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question to ask on frustrating days.
Now, Glenna, you started your career as a physical therapist, but diversified into other areas such as the Joy of Business program and parenting. What compelled you to make these changes, and what did you have to take on or let go of to make the new business work?
Right. Well, one of the things that when I started teaching, I was traveling. I travel probably 2 weekends, maybe 3 weekends out of the month. And I was not home to have to see the patients at my business. And my business, that part of my business started getting smaller, which was one of those moments of, you know, it was a huge change to go to stop seeing the patients I was, because I couldn't fit them in my schedule. The teaching part of my business was exploding. And financially, I was creating much more money than I was before. So giving that up was a tricky one. I still see patients when I'm home. I have a client that I see regularly, and I get some people in when I can fit them into the schedule. So that was a big change for me. And it took a lot of like looking at what do I really want to do? Is this what I want to do now in the future to travel as much? Adding the parenting in was someone suggested that I was a good parent, which I never thought I was. I just didn't have that point of view. And they said, you may make some money teaching parenting classes. But the person that spoke to me, I respect quite a bit, and he has a lot of good ideas. So I went ahead and started looking at adding that in. So some of it has just been a suggestion, or like what I was saying before, what can you add to your life? And these things came up, and I looked at it and I was like, wow, would that be something that's going to create more? Is that going to create more if I put that into practice? And they have. And my business keeps getting greater.
You brought up a good point of where your business went with growth and expansion. And every entrepreneur then is faced with this challenge. Did you ever think of hiring a partner or hiring an employee or a contractor to, you know, say you mentioned on your actual seeing patients as a physical therapist, did you think of trying to keep that going and leveraging it by working with another physical therapist or bringing people in to work with, or has your focus been to try to keep your business at a level that you can run it hands-on yourself?
Well, actually, I have thought about that for years. That is one of my future targets for my business, is to have, I just, my skill is a bit specialized. So I'm starting to, part of the teaching is I'm training people in what I do. And hopefully from there, I will get some people that can actually work in at a practice, the practice I'd like to have and offer for people. So it's an ongoing business future that I have with that.
So you're managing the success now, but then you're setting a long-term strategies to you know, to grow and develop some of these key areas. Then that sounds like a good plan.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Glenna Rice, this has been a great discussion on succeeding in business as a mompreneur. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our podcast audience?
Yeah, for moms or parents out there, like, trust that you know what to do and what to be to create a business. Go for it. Jump off the edge. You know, it's really about choosing and then going for it. And you can change on a dime. So choose, go for it. If it doesn't work, shift it around and choose again.
Dr. Glenna Rice, thank you for being such a great guest on Home Business Podcast.
Thank you for having me on.
To learn more about Dr. Glenna Rice, visit accessconsciousness.com or visit our podcast website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Okay, the answer to today's home business tip for home office workers, what is the single best thing you can do to maintain your ergonomic health? Purchase a high-quality ergonomic chair, one that helps maintain posture and height of your elbow to the keyboard. Simply making do with a kitchen table chair is penny wise and pound foolish.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com. Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.